I'm very disappointed. I think that in the last couple of years since the policies had been put in place by President Obama, I think there's been a lot of changes and positive changes that have happened in Cuba. And I hate to see anything that could slow or cause those changes to regress.
President Trump says that if fewer Americans travel there, for example, he's cutting off individual person-to-person trips, that this will hurt Cuba's military. How do you think it'll affect just everyday people in Cuba?
Well, I think I find it hard to believe that there isn't going to be some impact on everyday people. I mean, a lot of everyday Cubans work, whether it's in the hotels or in the hospitality industry there. And so less Americans traveling means less money being spent in those places where those folks work, which impacts their jobs. And so I don't see how that's a positive thing for the Cuban people. I've been there three times, and my first time being back in I believe it was August of 2015, and that's what I say. I went in August. I went again in March of 16, and then I was there this several months ago, and I've seen a difference each time. Much more open communities in Havana than each time I've been there since the travel ability to travel has opened.